This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India will gain zero-duty access of 100% goods exports to New Zealand after the successful conclusion of landmark free trade agreement negotiations, FTA, between two countries. The FTA enhances market access and tariff preferences for Indian exports to New Zealand while serving as a gateway to the wider Oceania and Pacific Island markets. The free trade agreement will significantly strengthen the investment partnership between the two countries. As part of the agreement, New Zealand has committed to facilitate investments of $20 billion into India over the next 15 years. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the FTA will build various opportunities for the farmers, entrepreneurs, students, women and the innovators by building trade.
This is a free trade agreement with New Zealand, which will not only include trade, education, R&D and innovation, services sector in a very big way, tourism, sports, particularly to benefit our farmers and dairy through technical collaboration, which will help them upgrade quality, productivity and therefore the incomes of our farmers and dairy persons.
The combined index of 8 core industries increased by 1.8% in November this year as compared to same month last year. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the production of cement, steel, fertilizer and coal recorded positive growth in last month. The coal production increased by 2.1%, fertilizer production by 5.6%, cement production by 14.5% and steel production increased by 6.1% in November this year as compared to the same month last year. Rabi crops have been sown in over 580 lakh hectares this year till date, which is more than around 8 lakh hectares during the corresponding period last year. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has released the progress of area coverage under Rabi crops as of the 19th of this month. The ministry said that more than 301 lakh hectares area coverage has been reported under wheat as compared to 300 lakh hectares during the corresponding period last year. It added that pulses coverage stands at over 126 lakh hectares, while rice recording a significant rise of more than 13 lakh hectare. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has emerged as the dominant force in the Goa Jilla Panchayat elections, securing a landslide victory by winning 32 out of 50 seats. The counting of votes took place yesterday across 14 centres, 6 in North Goa and 8 in South Goa. The final tally reveals a fragmented opposition with the Congress trailing significantly behind the ruling party. Draft voters list in connection with the ongoing SIR in Kerala will be published today. Those who are included in the enumeration forms received till December 18th will be in the draft list. Filing of claims and objection on the draft list will be received from today and notices and hearing on the same will also be starting from today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over rising violence in Bangladesh, stressing that all minorities must feel safe. The UN said it was alarmed by recent attacks including the lynching of Hindus and emphasized that people who do not belong to the majority must be protected. US President Donald Trump said the United States will retain control of seized Venezuelan oil, signaling a tough stance towards Caracas. Speaking at a Mar-a-Lago press conference, Trump said the oil would not be returned and could be sold, stored or added to US strategic reserves, though no final decision has been made. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold day conditions at isolated places over Bihar today. It predicted dense to very dense fog, very likely at isolated places over Punjab. And in women's cricket, a second T20 game of the five-match series between India and Sri Lanka will be played in Visakhapatnam today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. local time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.